From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A day after a powerful earthquake rocked central Italy, authorities say 247 people died and more than 360 were injured. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Akumale. Afghanistan police say at least 10 people are dead and dozens wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan and Kabul ended Thursday. Authorities say students, police officers, and security guards are among those killed, along with two attackers. For a time, students and staff had to be rescued from inside the university complex. So far, no militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack, which the U.S. State Department condemned. A spokesperson said that the U.S. condemned that attack and they are continuing to monitor the situation in Kabul. Earlier this month, an American professor and his Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House will review all evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies.
We are determined to listen to every scrap of evidence that Turkey can provide or that we could find out about.
Biden spoke to reporters in Ankara Wednesday after a meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who wants the U.S. to speed up Gulen's extradition. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told a rally Wednesday night in Jackson, Mississippi, that voters in the U.S. face issues just as those in Britain. Trump, a supporter of Britain's exit from the European Union, brought out British Independence Party chief Nigel Farage to underscore his point of view.
If you want change in this country, you better get your walking boots on. You better get out there campaigning. And remember, anything is possible if enough decent people are prepared to stand up against the establishment.
Trump said it's time for the U.S. to declare its independence from what he said is corporate control of the government, special interests, and a rigged system. Meantime, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton responded to Trump's repeated allegations of impropriety stemming from her affiliation with the Clinton Foundation during her time as Secretary of State, telling a CNN interviewer Trump's comments are, in her words, ridiculous, and she said her work as Secretary of State was not influenced by outside sources. This is VOA News. Former FIFA President Sepp Blatter says he is hoping for a positive outcome after appearing before a court of arbitration for sport on Thursday as an appeal against his 6-year ban from world football's governing body started. Blatter told reporters in Switzerland he did nothing wrong in approving a $2 million FIFA payment to his former advisor, Michel Platini.
I'm going to defend the situation. And I'm sure at the end, or perhaps I'm saying sure, that the panel will understand that the payment made to Platini was really a debt that we had against him. And this is a principle, if you have debts, you pay them.
Blatter and Platini were both banned for 8 years by FIFA's Ethics Committee last December. FIFA's appeal committee cut 2 years off their sanctions as reward for their long service to the sport. Both deny any wrongdoing. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must still be approved in a referendum next month and signed before it comes into effect. Fans of the late music superstar Prince can begin taking tours of his Minnesota home and music complex in October. The company overseeing his estate said Wednesday fans will be able to buy tickets online Friday to visit Paisley Park. Prince's sister said he always wanted to open up his home to his fans. He died in April of an overdose of synthetic painkiller. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.